From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Luke Burbank, sitting in for Alex Chadwick.
I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, NPR's Silvia Poggioli on how Italians are trying to get their government under control.
But first, there's an odd debate, odd even by Capitol Hill standards, going on in Congress lately over the war in Iraq. What's odd is that neither side seems able or maybe willing to say what's really on their mind. Republican leaders recently advised their members that when debating the war, it would be best to avoid discussing how the war is going, if it's winnable, if mistakes have been made. Basically, they were told to leave Iraq out of the Iraq war debate.
Meanwhile, anti-war Democrats are terrified of seeming to not support the troops, so they use terms like drawdown instead of the one they'd probably like to use, defund.
So why is this happening now? Are they reacting to the constant polling that goes on, or are politicians just different these days? To find out, we called Lincoln Chafee. He's a former Republican senator from Rhode Island who was known as a moderate. His father also served in the Senate. I asked Lincoln Chafee why he thought there was so much talking around the debate on Iraq lately.
Every member of Congress listens to their constituents. Their job security depends on that. And to see the Republican Party still fighting against any debate about where to go in Iraq and rejecting the Iraq Study Group's recommendations, they're listening to their constituents, and many of them are from the South. And there's still that division here in this country. When the South finally realizes that we have to chart a different course, then I think we'll get better debate on the Iraq, where to go in Iraq.
Now, your father was a longtime senator as well, and obviously you must have been familiar what was happening, 20 years ago. Was it different then? Were senators and people over on the House side more likely to just say what was on their mind, or were they constantly managing their message too?
Well, the big difference when my father got there was in 1976, and the makeup of the Senate was 62 Democrats and 38 Republicans. So the Democrats were very, very firmly in control, but about 12 of those 62 Democrats were conservative Southerners, and that's what's changed. Those conservative Democrat Southerners have now become Republicans, and that brings it to about 50-50. And the Democratic Party, by virtue of having that balance of very, very conservative Southerners amongst their mix, was more balanced themselves as a party. So it's becoming more and more polarized.
You know, we thought, Senator Chafee, to talk to you because you were in a fairly unique position when you were in office, and that you were a Republican, but you were a Republican who found yourself often at odds with the administration. So you were, obviously a self-professed moderate. I guess I'm wondering, did you ever have experience where you would have a conversation with one of your colleagues in the senatorial cafeteria and they'd say, well, this and that, and then you'd see them show up in the well of the Senate saying something very different or something, an extremely measured version of what they said? Can you see that process actually happening with people really self-editing or not debating things the way they'd like to?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Even going back to the first initiative of the Bush administration, the big $1.5 trillion tax cut, even Dennis Hastert, the Speaker of the House, and Chuck Grassley, Senator Grassley, who was chairman of the Finance Committee, were saying these tax cuts are too deep, but they quickly were whipped into line to support the party. And you're absolutely right. That happens over and over again on all the issues. Get in line with the party. That's more important than guiding the country forward in the right direction. And that's unfortunate again.
Well, bringing it back to the war in Iraq and where we started this conversation, the question of putting more troops in Iraq, that seems to be such a loaded topic right now. Is there any chance of getting real debate on this topic? This is maybe the most important issue facing us as a country right now.
I regret that we're focusing on this surge because I think that the more important topic should be the Iraq Study Group's recommendations. These were really, really good Americans that came from both sides of the aisle, Democrats and Republicans, that have served in many administrations, and they got together.
Well, the same question applies, Senator. Do you think that we'll ever hear honest debate on the Iraq Study Group's recommendations as opposed to folks just trying to position themselves politically?
Well, you have to factor in that the 08 presidential race is in full gear, and many of the candidates are coming out of Congress and out of the Senate. So that is a disincentive to having good debate. They're more maneuvering themselves politically rather than what they think in the short-term political advantage rather than where we can guide this country in the long term.
Well, Lincoln Chafee, former Rhode Island senator and now visiting scholar at Brown University's Watson Institute for International Studies, thanks for joining us on Day to Day.
Oh, thanks for inviting me, Luke.